or used some wacky gobbledygook explanations that had no basis in science. Here we were, way into a mobile society, and we have no effective solution for completely blocking EMF radiation. Well, that's when I took it upon myself to create a solution. If nothing existed, I was going to fix that. I worked on the problem for a few months, and after a lot of trial and error, I was able to create a process to block all forms of EMF radiation emitted from the bottom of a laptop. I began by making shields for my sons, and then for some friends and family. Everyone that used the shields seemed to understand their shielding value, so we decided to find a local manufacturer to see if I could start making and selling them to those who were interested. My goal was not actually to start a business, but to make these shields available for people so they could protect themselves. I did not expect them to start selling at the pace they did, and I soon needed help from my family to keep up with managing the orders. Eventually, my son Ryan left his job in New York to help me full-time, and we've grown the business to a small company called Defender Shield. Since then, we've expanded our product lines to include EMF shielding cases for cell phones and tablets, as well as travel pouches. Being able to help people protect themselves from EMF radiation emissions has been incredibly gratifying. Meanwhile, the scientific community's understanding of the health effects of EMF radiation continues to evolve. In fact, it has changed rapidly just within the past 5 years. New studies shedding vital light on the subject are being released almost on a daily basis. Research has linked EMF radiation exposure to everything from minor pains such as headaches to very serious concerns such as fertility problems and cancer. For example, males who used laptops for only a few hours showed reduced sperm count. Women who placed cell phones in their bras developed tumors in the breasts. And regular cell phone users have developed rare forms of brain tumors. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Over the past few years, we noticed there wasn't one definitive source for information regarding the EMF radiation safety issue. That might even be the reason you found this book. You want answers. There just weren't any clear and concise books that lay out the whole problem and what you need to do to fix it. Well, we're changing that. Almost immediately when we began this journey, we became a resource for people who had nowhere else to turn. I've personally spent countless hours on the phone with customers answering all types of questions. We have now helped thousands of people around the globe while building our knowledge base of understanding. Our path led us here, and now we're going to help you. We've written Radiation Nation to give you an entire overview of the EMF radiation issue. Each chapter will give you new insights so you can make wise choices when it comes to your health. We'll share what we've learned and what the research is showing. And you'll come to understand exactly what EMF radiation is and how it affects our bodies. Based on the latest scientific studies, we'll show you some of the greatest health risks and you'll begin to see why the current government standards are not a good standard for safety. And finally, we'll tell you the major sources of EMF emissions and the ones that are of greatest concern. This is not information that you want to push off learning until a later date. Now is the time to take control by discovering simple and practical ways you can protect yourself and your family right away. Daniel T. DeBon. Forward. I recently took part in an event with several chief technology officers of some of the world's top virtual reality companies, and had a chance to ask them a question. In a sincere, professional way, I asked, whose job is it to make sure that this new VR technology is not harming our brains or screwing up our biology? The scary thing is, they all looked at each other and basically said, not ours. We're creating amazing, world-changing technologies, and that's a good thing. I even helped to build some of them in Silicon Valley. But I wonder who will consider the potential downsides before we've deployed a billion things that can affect our brains at the cellular level. Thousands of laboratory studies with animals and cell samples have found harmful biological effects from short-term exposure to low-intensity electromagnetic radiation, or EMF, emitted from technology like cell phones and laptops. The effects include development of stress proteins, micronuclei, free radicals, DNA breakage,